Yard sales represent an opportunity to clear out a lot of unconsidered trifles from your attic or cellar, and to meet neighbors who may be interested in acquiring your cast-off trifles for a pittance. Allie Furlow had a yard sale in her Cape Cod backyard on a recent blustery weekend. She has recovered just enough to tell us about it.
When I decided to have this yard sale, I hadn't reckoned with the laboriousness of searching for treasures in the attic of my old Cape Cod house. It's not high enough to stand up in. Then I had to dust and wash old napkin rings and cake baskets and frying pans and put up notices in the library and the grocery store. Still, I hoped to sell enough of these things to pay for a long-awaited trip to France. Luckily, some indispensable and overqualified friends came to help the night before. Tom, a former international businessman who just finished writing a book, helped me polish a whole kitty litter pan full of copper antiques. We poured boiling water on them, along with a packet of polish that was supposed to work wonders.
Allie, I'm seeing that trip to France materializing out of this yard sale.
Oh, my goodness. And the kettle's looking okay. I don't see the top of the kettle. Oh, yes, I do. There it is. Next day, the toil involved in putting bric-a-brac ancient and modern out on borrowed card tables and hanging pictures on nails in the garage was enough to make me wonder if this was a good idea. But thanks to signs friends had nailed on trees along the road, neighbors trickled in to check out the goods.
Now, what can I interest you in this terribly old copper kettle, which I just shined?
It's too shiny.
Oh, that reminds me. Look at these ancestral portraits.
Yes.
They're in bad condition, and I have a sign up saying, "Want some ancestors? Have a couple of mine. Just $150 the pair." Now, can you resist them?
Yes, I can resist them. Because they don't look anything like my ancestors, which I have photos of. It looks a little like Kerry, actually.
Well, maybe I should put that in.
Politics played their part. Mindful of the approaching election, I had a table marked left wing and one marked right wing and a book about Ralph Nader nearby. Fair and balanced yard sale.
Is the ketchup on the left because of Teresa Hines? Or is it because it's red?
I'd say this was definitely a right-wing hat. I love it.
Oh, well, maybe we should put this on the right, then.
Yeah, I think it's a Pat Nixon hat or a Mamie Eisenhower hat.
There were jolly neighbors.
Allie!
Hi! Hello, Geraldine! How did you hear about this yard sale?
I saw a sign in the library.
And wary neighbors.
How much is the bowl?
I think that's going to be... It's got chip.
Yeah, I think it's got a big crack, too. I don't know.
It has where?
In the bottom. See it? The spider cracks. See it?
Oh, well, I think we better say 10. I was going to say
more.
Yeah,
that's too much. Thanks.
And elderly neighbors.
These go to a cat lover. Yeah, they have a red cat.
Well, then we have a discount for cat lovers.
No, that's reasonable enough.
And as Tom warned...
Uh-oh, here come the big spenders now.
Young neighbors.
Kick.
How old are you guys?
I'm 10, yeah.
Are you both 10?
No, he's 11.
Those boys were wearing some strings of beads they picked out of the free items section next to a coloring book about President Roosevelt's dog, Falla, and a cousin's biography of Jenny Lind, the Swedish soprano. I finally put my old guitar on that free pile, and I gave it to a favorite neighbor at the end of the day. When I planned this yard sale, I didn't know how depressing the morning after would be. The friends who came to help me have gone, and here I am out in the garage with almost all those things I hauled out of the attic. It's a sad sight. There's my father's tailcoat hanging from a clothesline at the back, and the copper kettle and hot water bottle. I spent so much time polishing her over there. And the things on the left wing table are still here, even the Heinz ketchup bottle. But Chairman Mao's little red book is gone. I don't remember selling that.
And on the right wing table, the decoy duck, symbolizing the Cheney Scalia duck hunt, is still there. My awful old ancestral portraits look pathetic, and I feel rather hurt that nobody wanted my mother's old mixing bowl. A yard sale turns out to be a humiliating experience. Looking around at all these fragments of my past, I'm glad I decided not to sell my doll's house furniture. For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow on Cape Cod.
Ellie cheered up a bit when she counted out the proceeds, $243 in assorted change. That's enough to get to Greenland, if not quite France.